Yes, here we go. Another right in the coot with the Dream Team. How are we doing, lads? All right?
Very well.
Yes, Dream Team. Good at picking his coot.
Not at all.
Wow.
The struggle, isn't it?
I don't know how he's not been replaced. I've been trying to get his replaced for weeks now. Right, just before we start, Derek's going to tell Aberdeen's team for Saturday.
Oh, don't even go there. I'm getting a ban on the face. No, just Pataudry, Aberdeen, I think. Yeah. So I'm in enough soapy bubble.
He's not signed the contract yet?
No, I'm not aware of anything at the moment. I don't know. I hope he just gets a fair deal. I'm not aware of anything at the moment. I just say he's just happy chappy at Aberdeen. Everything's gone really well. So
good. And how's the pelvis after running on pitch at Rugby Park? All right.
Yeah. Jumped aboard.
That's what you thought was happening. But
nah. I'm all right. Listen, it was a lot of noises, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. I had to ask you because you weren't happy with your man Adrian Durham on the old talks point. Eh?
Terrible. What a lot of nonsense he talks. He's never played football, has he?
Nah.
Never, he just winds people up and it doesn't normally get to me, but it got to me because he just sits there and talks a bit.
You get the sense nonsense. He's a Rangers man?
Oh, he supports Peterborough, I mean, that's enough said, isn't it?
I think that's his
role, just to wind you up.
I know.
I heard it.
But by the way, it's the madman's last week. Where are you off to?
Oh, Dubai. I know. I'm going to Dubai.
You've been hitting the sunbeds, huh?
Aye.
Can tell. You're looking great, mate.
I'm going to Durham's. I'll be spending Durham's next week in Dubai.
Will it be a quiet one?
No.
Who's all going?
McCoy, Gorham, Simon Donnelly.
So right away. It's not going to be a quiet one.
Derek White. It'll be good. Scotland, England.
Andy McLaren's
going,
Andy,
yeah.
Simon Donnelly going.
A few of the boys are going, so it'll be good. That'll be a good laugh.
Did you not get your man involved, no?
Try to, but it's...
Work commitment.
Scott McDonald
Somebody's
was, Scott
to work was after
gone. Scott McDonald was gone, but he's been bumped. He's away to Thistle.
Oh, so he has. Imagine going to Thistle instead of Dubai.
I'd have waited. I'd have said, look, I'll do him, come back. Yeah, come back. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Right, William Hill Scottish Cup last night. Rangers 5-0. Big talking point. Obviously, first we'll talk about the sending off of the goalkeeper and the refereeing decisions. Penalty not given to Kilmarnock. What'd you make?
I think that, you know, for me as a striker, the penalty decision that wasn't, they never got, I thought it was massive. Warrell got turned in the box and it was a clear penalty. You see the other boy putting his hand up. The other defender, he was lit as if, you know, apparently, I mean, is it Brophy? He's put out, you know, video. Apparently he fell. So, which is quite funny because he's making joke, but it's not funny because it's, you know, when things like that happen, and we cannot talk about referees, but I just think they're not as good as what they used to be.
Uh-huh. You said that you could get a laugh in that.
Well, the referees used to talk. I think that the biggest problem that the players have got, you know, and you see it in their face, and being ex-players, we see it all the time, they don't talk to you, they treat you like dirt. Yeah. And that's wrong, you know, that's, you know, they shout at you like school teachers and that. And when I was playing, people used to say to me, don't ever go to me because you're having a nightmare. Uh-huh. And break the conversation, make a laugh about it, you know, and because you... It's so easy to shout at referees, but we want to help them. Mm. But you can't, sometimes you find it
I've
hard
seen
to.
The difference
sometimes
going find towards it hard. The end of my career.
Did you really?
I was in my mid-30s, I seen the change Marcus talking about, because in my early days, they would tell you where to go. Which is all right, you know.
They get in trouble now for doing it, and that's wrong.
But then, towards the end, it was that kind of standoff, don't talk to me, you know. But so something's got to happen. I've always said, how do you make referees better? I speak about going full time, but I think they've got to go into the clubs. They've got to get to know players as well, because it's them and us. And I think you've got to strike up a relationship just to get a wee gist of what people
said
are
that
like.
Before.
Because what we think, a lot of punters will think referees are this and that. But if you meet them, and I've met quite a few of you in person, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, they're all good lads. They're all brand new. And I think if we could do something like that, it's just a wee bits just to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, we said that before, see, if they go in. Go to different clubs, you know, but go full time.
You think that would make a difference?
I think so, because then they can go into training. They can go and train with Celtic, they can go and train with Rangers, they can go and train with Aberdeen, St Mirren, they can go and spend the day and get to know the people. And they all get to know. It's just different referees going different places, doing the training exercise.
Doesn't
you know,
need to be just, in the training part.
It's just doing something.
A lunch. It'd
be better if they went out in a day and just going out with the boys and have a laugh, you know. Mm-hmm. And a few of the boys would do them, but it'd be good fun.
need to talk about Steve Clark's comments. Obviously, incidents with Chris Boyd and Steve Clark himself. just not acceptable in Scotland, is it?
Absolutely not. You know what I mean? And what we don't want is a kind of tit for tat. You know, what happened to Chris Boyd was outrageous. There was a lot of sectarian singing there. The coin as well, it was horrendous. But we've got to nip that in the bud, the singing as well. And what Stevie was subjected to last night, you know, again, you know, there's an element. And we're not talking just about Celtic and Rangers here. We're talking about all over Scotland. Yeah. Let's get this right. So we've got, there's a lot of hard work going on. So there is, with no just
you way. Do it as well, don't you?
I work with show racism with the red card. And what I try to do with the red card is, when I grew up, now I'm a Glasgow boy just like Maka, I made all the mistakes using certain lines.
You've not made mistakes.
Having a certain attitude. He never makes mistakes, this man. But so, I'm just in the schools trying to point the guys in the right direction, because in this day and age, it's against the law. There's consequences. So I'm just wanting to keep the guys safe. And that's the same the guys that go to watch the football. You've got to watch what you're saying, you're singing and shouting, and the stuff that was happening. It's no nice to hear, but we've got to address it.
Right, we'll leave it there because I'm scared of your answer.
I know.
Right, Morelos, four goals. Yeah. If you're Steven Gerrard, you're pulling your hair out, man. What?
Yeah.
When he's on form, good player, eh?
Well, we've always said that he's the best we've got. He's the main guy for him. Mm-hmm. And he proved it last night. It's one of them. When did he play Aberdeen again? We'll get him sent off again.
Couple of weeks in the cup.
What do you do, though? Because you're missing it the weekend as well. After that, it's so hard to replace.
I know.
It just shows you. Do you know, it's a strange one because he is their best player, you know, and without him, you know, they look ordinary at the minute. So
he got caught up in one thing last night
as well, didn't he? He can't help himself. Mm-hmm. But what was good was you seen one or two of the players getting a grip with him and ushering him away for that. Listen, the young boy is top drawer, but he's got to listen, he's got to learn. And I'd said before, and I'll say it again, it's not just the job of Gerrard and McAllister, it's the job of the players, the experienced boys in that part. They've got to manage him on the part, because they now see what he does for the team, how important he is, and without them, and it's, I hate to say it, Rangers look an ordinary side without Morelos.
The thing is, he's up here and apparently doesn't speak, he's not learned the language just as well. The boys that are at Rangers now are different from the boys that used to be. Can you imagine if he turned up and it was McCoy's and you know that, the language that he'd be getting taught? Just see that in the gaffer behind.
You said they looked average and they did against St Johnstone at the weekend, obviously. Yeah. Gerrard very critical of his players. Well, quite rightly so.
I think so, because, listen, at the end of the day, Stevie Gerrard's got, he sets himself standards. As a player, I would say he's still the best player in that team.
Mm-hmm. You know, who, Gerrard?
Gerrard can go and play. And that's saying something, you know, that's saying something. He's got to realise that the boys are not as good as him. But sometimes, I mean, him and Gary McAllister, imagine it in the midfield. You know, that'd be a dream team, but.
Is that a reaction,
to, or is it just purely the fact that Morelos is back in the team?
There could be a bit of both, but you needed that reaction for the rest of them.
The referee, the sending off as well made a big difference.
The worrying thing for me is that, you know, the players will look at Morelos and think, is there a negative thought in their mind without Morelos? And they go, well, we've got Morelos in the team, you're beauty, you're going to win this. That something wee things like
I know.
That.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's what Celtic used to feel like you were playing.
I think why he had the goal was to get the reaction, because it's a huge game, that last night. So it was because the league is looking a bit of a struggle.
Is it Pataudry the game?
The cup game, yes. 2 weeks, March the 3rd, 1:30 Sunday afternoon. Hope you'll be tuned in to that.
When is it? 3rd? 3rd
Sunday. Back.
I'll be flying.
We come back in the third time.
And that'll know.
You'll still be
on
steaming, won't you?
I'll know when I get off the plane.
So have you got the speedos looked at? Is it Omar?
It's quite worrying.
You better start hitting the gym, mate.
I can't wait
to see you with the wee budgies for Gosling.
And it's funny how quickly it changed. I was quite confident.
Oh, I know that.
So I was, but so I think that's why the cup's so important to Rangers, and that's why they put in such a good performance last night. But it just sets up an absolute cracker up at Pataudry.
But the Celtic's performance against Killian, no great. Does that give Rangers a wee bit of hope that it isn't over?
No, not really, because, listen, that's what good teams done.
Get the win.
They get the win last minute. It doesn't matter. You play 94 minutes, you still... You play at the whistle, and that's what good teams, they grind out a result, and they're not playing well. And the plastic, listen, it's like a boat, it's like a table. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's not the best down there, but it's the same for both teams, and it was not a bad game, actually. I thought Kilmarnock played well. I thought they did a game plan, and And Celtic done all right. I thought Boy Hayes was different class at left back. Mm-hmm. He should be in, instead of
Ezeguirre.
I think so. He's given me, Ezeguirre is good at going forward, but his wee legs are not taking him back. He's quick. Hayes is good and he can get down there.
He's a winger, isn't he? So when he's in there,
he's a forward. How would you find that the build up? Do you not think it would be a bit slow for you? If you get the ball forward a little bit quicker at times.
I think
it was because a team like Kelly, mm-hmm. they just get back, they get organised, so hard to break down.
Yeah.
I think sometimes Celtic will go to find another gear and another way getting the ball forward a wee bit quicker.
Edouard's he's not going to turn them, is he? He's wanting to bring it feet. Mm-hmm. So it's
just thinking guys like you that are forward, they're making runs, you don't get the ball. Sometimes you think,
it's forwards to tell. I mean, me, I told Paul McStay, you didn't have to tell Paul was a different class. But I would tell, if I was playing, you were in the midfield, I'd tell you what I'm doing, and they get to know the midfield, get to know the strikers, and that's the way it should be. But. If I come, if there's nobody behind me, Paul will just knock, say turn, and I just go and run. So, I mean, it's good midfield players do that.
A bit tactical for you.
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
I'm talking about tactics.
running.
being obviously Rangers man yourself, can you see Celtic closing three games this year?
To be honest, no, not really. That's how I think when they dropped the points at home, that was a huge disappointment. And you just felt that Celtic going to Kilmarnock, tough place to get a result, but it's just the way it happened, wasn't it? The way they go, because it was going well, wasn't it? It was going sailing well over the bar. And that wee bit of luck that you need at this time, at that level, they go at it.
Nobody's won any tournament.
For Celtic to lose three games, Rangers not to lose a game, it's a difficult situation.
Right. Need to give a special mention to Motherwell. What a run of form they're on.
Brilliant.
Six wins on the bounce.
Turnbull, Hasty,
brilliant.
Campbell as well. They forget about the boy Campbell because he's been in the side for the last few years. The midfield
he's
general.
Turnbull. That was about in the '50s, wasn't it?
Turnbull's a class act.
I know. They're good. Listen, the young boys that he's brought in, you've got to give credit. He's brought these young boys in. And we've always said, young boys have no fear. Mm-hmm. You go and play, just go and do it. Mm-hmm. And these young boys are doing it, and they're doing really well. And credit to the manager for giving them a chance.
Mm-hmm. The boy Hasty was out on loan. Mm-hmm. Seems to have done him the world a good. What a player.
Was it Aloha, I think, he had a spell maybe Airdrie as well. Yeah. And that's what we say about young boys, get first team experience. And because it's like you can play, about it, the 20s games, and they're playing against themselves. So play against men, that's how you learn. Yeah. Seasoned pros, they might take a few kicks along the way.
Like training with Jim Goodwin.
I know.
It would have been great for a boy.
Do you know something, but it gets them to see the other side of it? Because, no disrespect to Alwa, maybe Airdrie, then they come back to Motherwell, first partner, see, woof, what have I got here?
Actually
done that with your Barry, because your Barry at the time, he was about 18, 19, wasn't he making the breakthrough into the Rangers first team? I was telling him to be patient. Barry is anything but patient. I was at Falkirk at the time. I says, are you off on a Wednesday? It was a Wednesday. I says, are you off tomorrow? Aye. Well, I picked him up in the car, took him down to Brockville, took him a tour. The tour of Brockville lasted about, a minute, at that time. But it was a bit of a recce in old stadium, at that time. The stadium we got in was brilliant. But I said to him when I took him back outside, I says, see the morrow when you walk through the doors at Ibrox, have a good look about, and that's how lucky you are. So stick in. And I think that's good for these young boys. Mm-hmm. Get sent out, they go and play League One, even League Two. Mm-hmm. Have a look at the surroundings, and then you just go, how lucky am I, where I'm playing, so I'm going to knuckle down.
Because that happened quite a lot in your day, didn't it? Young boys going out on loan.
I played against Barry at Ibrox one day, Wednesday afternoon. Duncan Ferguson was coming back, and I was coming back. Right. 35,000 people in a reserve game, and he made me a little...
Didn't he?
Get close pulled, real in the arse, do that against
him.
But it was brilliant, 35,000. Absolute torrential rain, 35,000.
Peter Annie made his comeback for injury, and it was a full house. It was a full house at Ibrox.
Brilliant.
In a reserve game. Yeah. So it just shows you that's
incredible.
But on the boy Hasty and Turnbull, how high can they go, Jake, that you've seen them play for?
I shouldn't say this. I'm hoping the boy Hasty, signs a contract at Motherwell. you know, and learns his trade. Mm-hmm. Look at Turnbull, you've got into side, they're getting first team football. Mm-hmm. That's important.
That's the biggest thing. If they go too soon,
because we bought the year, we went to Leeds and never played, there's quite a lot of that.
But it's hard, you can be enticed, the money, the agents, you know. But I think under Stevie Robinson and the kind of staff there at Murrell, for them to progress and get better, you know, their time will come somewhere down the line. But, you know, I think there's a wee bit of payback as well, because Motherwell have invested in these boys. Because I know, like Turnbull, he's been there for about 10, 11 years. I think Hastie's the exact same, I think Campbell. So there is a wee bit of kind of, you want, I know there's not a lot of this in the game, loyalty. But there's a wee bit, there should be a bit of that, you know. And
especially that, because you're learning every day. Yeah. I mean, I had four or 5 years at Sutton before I'm down south.
And could you have left earlier, Frank?
It was one of them, it just wasn't right. I mean, to go to a team like West Ham, that was the right club to go to.
Done no bad there as well, mate.
Nah, done all right.
Motherwell, 2 points with 6 points. Can they get in?
But the way they're playing at the minute, you know, you couldn't put it past them. But no, I just love the way they're playing at the minute. It's they've changed their philosophy a wee bit. You know, it was back to front,
physical. They've still got that physicality
about them as well. They still work their socks off, but it's just a wee bit more pleasing than I. Aye, they could. Why not? Listen, they've got things to play for towards the end of the season. Even down the bottom of the table's interesting. But that top six, our mother won my shout, of course. Big time.
Right, Frank, your old team St Mirren put two fingers up to you for slotting them. Draw against Aberdeen, did you see that coming?
No, I never seen it coming. We talk about it all the time, not just because they lose, but you know, Derek must be going off his head at Aberdeen, because they can do so well. And then they can let themselves, I mean, they should have beat, listen, no disrespect to St Mirren, but they've been poor, really poor, and they got there and get that result. And if Aberdeen wanted to finish second, they've got to beat teams like St Mirren, and they don't do it, and that's what they let themselves do. And that's why Dale must be going off his head up
there.
But you think you can just turn up and win, then there's one before
Aberdeen, when they're at it, are a good side.
Good teams can't do that, you don't do that. You know?
They're not good enough to have that switch, if they're going off. But talking about young players, young McAllister, you know, and one for Derby, excellent.
Great finish, wasn't
it? Oh, top draw. I think he was absolutely brilliant on that day as well. A lot of good players. What about the boy Wright as well? His free kick
for Dundee,
on loan, out getting games. Top draw.
Brilliant.
But it was frustrating, that result.
So how frustrating for St Mirren when you get a draw like that and then Dundee go and win? Is that just your luck when you're down at the bottom?
You didn't expect that for Dundee. But listen, it's a point that they would have took. You say to St Mirren, we'll get a draw, they'll say, yeah, all right. Especially scoring two goals, that'll be a big bonus for the manager. You know, so, but the problem is letting it in.
At the other end, Dundee looked to have picked up, as you say, some great signings for Manti. For me, Scott Wright, great signing.
It's a brilliant signing. So it is. And what a scrap that is down at the bottom. You know, and St Mirren getting the point, Hamilton, Dundee. I think it's brilliant, man. We've got 12 games now towards the end of the season. Everything to play for down there. So a real scrap.
I think it's the three. There's no anyone else.
And then that top six position. Yeah. And then if Rangers could, you know, just close it a wee bit towards the end, we sell it, you know, we'll get the kind of finish that we'll want. Towards the end of the season.
Right, we're going to talk about the plastic pitches, because obviously every team outside of the three.
I'm not the man to ask.
Why not?
Because I don't mind them.
Do you know that?
No. And I've played on them towards.
Should they be in the top flight?
No, I don't. Listen, I understand all this. I understand the benefit of making money off on away, and teams, you know, they make a living at that. But it's professional football.
Some of the parts you played on.
I'd rather play in the plastic. Some of the pitches, but it's just, I think you get a better bounce.
The bounce of the balls.
You don't like him, right?
He can't play in the plastic. And there's
I can't play on grass either. So.
There's other players that you can't play in the plastic. And I'm thinking, well, that's, you know, the manager must be getting off his head, so I can't play then.
The worry for me is,
Macca, all the young boys that are coming through now, they've all been on plastic surfaces for the past 15 years.
I know, but it's not good to watch, is it?
Can you slide tackle, mate? You get a wee burn here and there. Can I wear the jeans on the Saturday night because the burn mark on your jeans?
I think it's that dry your eyes, a wee burn here and there. Come on.
Sticky sheets and all that.
What?
You got to go to the toilet.
thought you flung the sheets off.
No. Silk.
I saw. I was going to say that.
let's move on.
He's already the kick run, though.
Right, okay.
Why don't you just predict that the games will go ahead?
The game definitely going ahead this weekend. Well, I've been really close as well up to last weekend. It was terrible.
Aye, you're on a roll.
Last week was shocking.
Last week, it just nobody won a cup. Anyone won a cup last week? Let me know because I'm going to get
you.
Put my lottery on.
Right, come on, Frank. You can go
first.
I'll
go first. Right, okay.
Hearts versus St Mirren. I think this is an easy week for the Coon.
Do you?
Hearts v St Mirren.
Right, I'm going for Hearts. I'm going for Hearts to take.
After that result up at Pittodrie.
Yeah, I know. Two away games it might be just a wee bit much for them to get that. So
Livingston v Killett.
I'm going to go for Killett to bounce back. I'm going for Killett to bounce back. Yeah, because I think they get
worried because I'm. That's what I'm going for.
I think they might be better for them. They might be better. They're a better team, I think, than Killett. They can stand up. They can have the scrap and they can play a bit.
So you're going Killett.
I'm going Killett. Yes.
Right. Okay. St Johnstone versus Aberdeen.
I'm going to go for Aberdeen.
It's a toughie.
I'm going to go. I know, but they'll probably let me down. But
I think
I'm
going to bounce back.
I'm going to stick with I've got confidence in Del to get me to this wee hole that I'm in. So McInnes. His boy may help me out. So.
And finally, Celtic versus Motherwell.
There'd be a lot of tougher game if it was at Fir Park, but Celtic Park can't see by them.
Okay. Right, Derek. Hearts v St Mirren.
Jambos. Aye, home advantage. I am big. It pays you back in the team, Naismith up top.
Bless you.
I think he'll just get a wee bit too much, I think. So, certainly, aye. Big Craig Levein.
Aye, just quickly on Craig Levein, on Twitter, Hearts fans not happy, under a bit of pressure now.
I had a couple of people saying they wouldn't mind Lenny. I know. See that? So, Twitter, a lot of couple of people on TV saying they wouldn't mind, I'd take them in a minute. I'm like, wow, how times have changed.
But if Hearts get knocked to the cup and they didn't finish in, say, the top four, would you get rid of Craig Levein? Hearts?
Aye.
I know you would. No,
he's
going
to get
Levein. No, not for me. No,
he's talking about injuries and that.
He's an experienced manager.
I know, yes. He's good. He's doing very well.
He's got a certain way of playing. I don't think sometimes he likes it that we talk about the physical realm in their game. I don't mind that one, but I think Craig Levein does a decent job.
I think they've got a good mix. I think they've got a good physical and they've got some decent players there.
But should a team like Hearts not be challenging for second?
Well, you could say then Hibs should be challenged for second.
The biggest problem they've got, I think, they're the same as Rangers with Morelis, with Naismith. They're just not the same
and
team.
And he's only on loan as well, Naismith.
It's one that, listen, you take it, he's here for the season, but he gets suspended or he's injured there, wasn't he? And they weren't the same team.
Yeah. Okay, Hamilton versus Rangers, Derek.
I'm going for the Rangers. Right,
for the Rangers?
Going for the Rangers. The Glasgow Rangers. Yes. I'm going to start singing a song.
I'm going to start singing.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a cue.
It can be sung in this day and age. I think Rangers, great result last night. So, brimming with confidence. Morelis playing. So, you wouldn't be surprised if he notched another couple of goals.
Okay. And lastly, Celtic versus Motherwell.
I'm going to go with Celtic. Celtic just get the bit between their teeth. You know, and when they're on song, they're a good. I just think they need a wee bit more pace in their side going forward. But certainly for me, Celtic. I think we've got one here, one more.
Oh, you've got one more. Sorry, it's Livingston versus Killett.
I'm going to go for a draw on that one.
Change your mind.
I have a thought, Killett, but see, I'm just going.
I'm going for Killett.
Livingston is just holding the command team.
I think Livy decent at home. I know they're struggling. They're not in a good run at the minute. So a point would be great for them. So, and with Killett, come off a two hard games. You know, Celtic, Rangers. You know, again down to 10 men. Hard place to go. Draw for me.
I like how you've changed that, mate. Good.
Does Bill McMurdo to pick a team at Aberdeen?
What
are you bringing back? Me.
Can't wait to get you back. We're going to miss
you.
Absolutely.
A wee
right.
postcard with a
bring me back.
You can bring me back a pair of Speedos.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah,
right.
I'll bring you. Aye, with the S on it. Aye, okay.
Cheers, lads. Thanks.
Cheers.
Pleasure.